Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm
Wait,
ready
what's
to roll.
I didn't notice you had a mustache. When did this happen?
This morning, it's brand new. Brand new. I just thought I'd bring something new for my press gauntlet. So,
You can pull
yeah.
it off. It looks good. It looks good.
Thank you. Thank
Yeah.
you.
How are you feeling after watching the episode? Anything, or what surprised you the most, I guess, watching it back, if anything?
I'd say it went about how I expected. I'll kind of lead you into that. Like basically I was able to piece together what happened like as the votes came out. So I thought it was going into tribal, I thought it was basically gonna be unanimous Rizzo. And I also was pretty sure Rizzo was gonna play a shot in the dark. In my head. And so as soon as the votes were cast and then Rizzo didn't play a shot in the dark, I was like, oh no. Like, I don't know something that's going on. And I was like, it's either I'm being left out of the vote or I am the vote. So, and then as soon as I saw one name come up for me, I was like, oh, I'm done. And I literally said, I said in the, like, as it was, ha I think I said, like, oh, I'm cooked. Like, I'm done. And then from that point, I was just like trying to gather what like little information I could about like what actually happened. I was like looking around, being like, was this you? Was it, and then I looked around and Jonathan and Devins are both going like, no, like they didn't know what was going on. And then I went to Dia, I was like, this was you. I was like, you did this. And like, yeah, you could tell from her expression. I was like, I knew in that moment that like her and Camilla, I knew the four people who voted for me. So,
Interesting.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a surprise in that like I kind of already had pieced it together. I guess I was surprised like I was surprised at, like the comment D made where she was like he's like the I thought he was like the most dangerous but he's actually the dumbest. Like I don't know. I thought that was a little like out of left field but like it's whatever.
I
But
was going to ask about that because we didn't see much of your tribe to even really piece together like how close you and D were and how close you and Camilla were. Like,
yeah.
did you feel solid with them in that four? Did you consider, okay,
I
who would be the
did.
person to flip?
I felt solid with them. And I mean, frankly, like closer strategically to them than I did with Jonathan. Which, allegedly, I've heard this more like after the fact. Like apparently Camilla was actually like pitching to do Jonathan instead of me. But I think it was really D who was like, and maybe Rizzo, but I think, I mean, D and Camilla would have been in the driver's seat ultimately, but I think D really just pushed for it to stay on me. And I don't know exactly like what it is besides just like general, there was not a moment where I was like, oh, let's get D out. Like,
Right.
and I got back to D, like I never came for her or anything like that. I thought I was working with her. The dynamics on Kala were kind of like, like the three women, and then they wanted me to be like the fourth person in their alliance, of which I was down for sure. And then like kind of Mike as like the fifth. And I think, and then it was like Chrissy, Coach, Jonathan. And Chrissy was targeting the three women alliance like pretty hard, and they were targeting Chrissy pretty hard. And it was kind of like me and Mike a little bit like good with both sides, not like deliberately that way, but I think maybe D thought I was just playing like stuff a little too close to the chest and like trying to be too cute, whereas like D was, I think she was much more like, I'm out there with my alliance and with my enemies and like that's gonna be it. And she maybe didn't like how I was playing. I think we were just playing different games.
That's so interesting. See,
yeah
I wish we
yeah
saw more of this because it like.
Yeah, there's like not much background from the Kahlo beach.
Yep.
Yeah, like I don't think they're like like any one super specific moment where I'm like, oh, went really wrong. I just don't think D and I like really synced up that well. And that's
That
fine.
happens.
That happens on Survivor. I mean, it was just surprising to me like that they wanted me out like that badly when I wasn't like coming after them by any means.
Yeah. I mean, I
So
feel like we saw most of the episode and most of your story arc, which might be annoying, but is this 46 trauma, right? Like, was that
yeah,
something you felt like you were personally bringing up a lot or you were asked a lot about, or
I
both?
mean both. I don't think like they were like prying it out of my mouth by any means. Like, I think I for sure brought it up. So no, it's not like an instance of like, them pushing something on me in narrative wise. But there were, I would say, like, there were a lot of other reasons, for example, why I like wanted to target Rizzo, like strategically. There were also a lot of other things I was talking about Rizzo. Cause I was like, oh, I'm talking about this a lot. Like, and it was not just like, oh, I hate this guy, get him out of here. Like, I enjoyed like hanging out with him, and like we had some great moments out there. Like, it's not like, I truly like the guy. I gave confessionals talking about it. It was like complex. It was like two things at once. But no, I mean, it was not like a dishonest storyline. It was just like, I think it's a clear narrative, and they went for it. So
Yeah, I want to commend you for being vulnerable and honest about that, because I feel like
thank
a lot of
you.
people in these games kind of just brush it off and pretend like things don't bother them, which again, it is a game and it's easy for us to say at home, but like people's feelings get hurt. And I think that it was nice to sort of see that. So appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean that I think that's why it's been on for 50 seasons, right? Is it's not just like this, it's not just an emotionless game. But yeah, I mean, I was definitely not like, beside myself out there. Like, I've seen some funny comments where people are like, man, he needs to go, like, go to counseling or like therapy. I was like, I promise you I'm fine. Like, I'm all good. Like, you guys saw like a couple confessionals. It's fine.
Yes, it's not that deep. When you got back to when you went to Ponderosa, did Savannah catch you up on like did you put those pieces together or did you watch
Almost
49?
immediately. Almost immediately. And I mean, at that point, I was like already out of the game. I was like, oh, this is ridiculous. And I was like, it's gonna be so confusing for the fans, which like has proven true. Because like there's so many people like DMing me and like sending me comments being like, what did you think when you saw like 49? It was like, obviously I know, like the like chill. You're watching like a snapshot in time, and like I didn't see 49.
Exactly.
Yeah, I learned from Savannah like immediately after I was out of the game. So at that point I was like, oh, it's ridiculous.
What is the experience like playing with Savannah and Rizzo and then seeing their season? And did it change your perspective on them, or it was basically like the same people you met out there?
I mean, no, I don't think it like changed my perspective that much. It was cool to like watch them like have their big moments and stuff. Yeah, I was like excited to watch all of that, and it was cool to watch it through. But no, I mean, I sort of alluded to it before, but like the strategic reasons I wanted to target Rizzo, like, I think made a lot of sense to me. Like, the reason why he would be like a target in 50 is because he's like an unknown player who we don't
Course.
know how he played, and that makes him threatening. But basically the way I thought about it was like, the more he is in the game, the less people are going to view him as an unknown, because they're going to be like, oh, I know this guy. Like, and obviously he's a good survivor player. Like, he wouldn't be invited back for 50 for nothing. And then the other reason why I was like, oh, he'd be a good person to target, because I really viewed the, and it sort of goes to what I was saying, like, difference between like me and D and how me or like and me and Camilla were playing. Like, I viewed the pre-merge as like, have as little blood on your hands as possible going into the merge, because there's so many like webs of relationships. And if you like basically no matter who you target, you're gonna like make people mad, either for their alliances that they had built on 50, or like maybe they knew each other outside the game and they're in a pre-game alliance, who knows. And I viewed Rizzo as like someone who is much less connected, so like you get just way less blood on your hands by flipping on someone. But I think, sort of like I was saying before, they were not thinking about the pre-merge the same way I was, and were willing to take a shot, and they took it. So good on them. Yeah.
Have you and Rizzo? I mean, I'm assuming you guys are okay, but
Oh
is there bad blood?
yeah. Totally fine. Totally
No, yeah,
fine.
totally fine. Was there anyone you wanted to work with that you never even got to see out there? Like, you weren't on a tribe with?
Yeah, I mean, Angelina is one.
Yeah, that would have been
Yeah, so
fun.
I mean, we met for the first time on the boat back to Ponderosa. So yeah, Angelina immediately pops to mind. And I said it even in my pregame press. I was like, she's just so fun. Like, she seems so fun, and I think that's such an underrated thing to look for in alliance members. Like, Are they gonna like make your time really fun being out there? And so yeah, and luckily I got to, we had a great time at Ponderosa, so I got that a little bit. Would have been nice to have that in the game, but I mean, so many people. I mean, I would have liked to, meet everyone out there to a
Yeah.
degree, and just see what they were doing out on the beach. There's so many names, like Genevieve, someone I wanted to work with a lot, I know. But it was also, I'm grateful to people I did get to meet, so.
Yeah. When you got to Ponderosa, obviously everyone talks, okay, unloads what happened in the game. What
Yeah.
from the show, watching the show, did anything surprise you that you didn't know or you didn't see sort of when you were out there?
I'm trying to think. They didn't show much of Kalos. There wasn't even really room for me to be surprised there, but I also don't think much would have surprised me. I think stuff like going on with like Christian and Devin's,
Yeah.
like they're like hiding the idol at Tribal. They're sort of like Ozzy passing his advantage around. Stuff like that. Like I didn't know all of that exactly. So that was kind of cool to see how other people were playing. But yeah, those were probably the biggest ones.
Anything from your game you wish we saw more of?
I mean, just like I guess I wish we saw more like on Kahlo.
Yeah.
I think I was in a great spot on Kahlo, like very, like pretty insulated. Like I'm sure maybe like D and Camilla, like I would imagine, and I think mainly D, maybe Camilla as well. But maybe it's they started to get wary of me over there. But no, I really do think like that vote would have. Like it would have been like Chrissy or one of those three women. Probably Chrissy goes ultimately, but like not. I don't think I would have come up in a conversation at all. So,
Wow. Yeah, I was surprised they put Tiffany on your tribe with you. How are you and Tiff out there? And then also when you saw Q left, give me your reaction to that.
So I mean, as far as I know, and at least tracks with what I've, obviously talked to Tiffany after the game and stuff too. Like we were working tight out there together. I mean, it was a little like, wary. I was like, I don't know, like, maybe, she's harboring, like I obviously voted her out on 46. But like I really like Tiff as a person, and I consider her a good friend, and we were working closely out there together. So yeah, that was it, from my perspective, totally fine out there. And then what was the other
When
question?
you saw Q
Oh,
got voted
Q.
out, what was your
Oh, I
reaction?
mean, I was bummed. Honestly, I was really bummed. I just know what he brings to a season. And like I just really like he's just such a fun person to interact with and hang out with. So it was honestly, it bummed me out. Like, and it was almost like I had so much anticipation of like getting to play with Q again that I was like, oh, like I never even got to see him. Like it just felt like such like a kind of the rug was pulled out from under me. So in terms of not getting to meet him out there.
Yeah, I guess that leads me to my last question is like, I don't know, Charlie. I feel like this is not the end of your story. Are you open to doing Survivor again in the future? Is this something you are like, I need a break?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always open to it. And like me saying like, oh, I need a break, like I don't think they're gonna be like calling me like immediately or anything. So I don't think I have
Knows?
too much to worry about. Who knows? But I mean, it's such a thrill to like be out there, and I've experienced now like very different ends of the spectrum
You, yeah,
of
all of
how you
it, yeah.
do. Yeah. So I mean, yeah. I think the bottom line is you always learn something about yourself, like going out there. So I think it's always a valuable experience. It's always like an experience that you should be really grateful for. And it's so cool to be able to like be a part of the franchise and like be a part of this show that like fans just like absolutely love and like enjoy so much. And or sometimes they don't show their enjoyment necessarily, but they at least they're tuning in every week.
They're
It's
in, yeah.
yeah. So it's really cool to be a part of something that's like such a staple of people's weeks and lives. So and it feels like a great way to like give back to the show that I love. So.
Yeah. And I also, you got to like go on Jimmy Fallon, and there were some cool things.
Yeah, it's like some crazy things come out of this. So it's been really special. And so yeah, I mean, I think there are probably some fun season themes that they could bring me back for, or
Let's do
some
that.
fun people. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Well, thanks, Charlie. It was great getting to know you over the last year. And yeah, I hope to
Yeah.
see you again.
Yeah, thanks for the great chats as always.